Rowling. I haven't read them.
Okay, cool. Well, it's better if we don't read them.
Yeah, okay. Okay,
and then we'll just make it a surprise.
Yeah,
so
that's fun. I didn't open yours, though.
Sorry. Welcome to He Called Me Faithful with my first non-family guest, Bree. I was about to say Wozni. That was her maiden name.
Yeah.
Blackwood, Bree Blackwood. We have been friends for a long time.
Almost.
A lot of years.
Yeah, almost 10 probably. Maybe over 10.
Probably more than 10. Yeah. Yeah, because I met you shortly after I met Dave. Anyway, so I just thought it'd be funny to, well, we're talking about friendship, first of all. That's the category. And we have mics, finally. I finally figured out some kind of mic thing. I'll try not to touch it so it's not too loud. But
yeah, I guess.
So we'll see how this works.
Yeah.
Hopefully it cuts out the background noise. But this was always my dream. If anyone watched the house tour, it's putting it up today, so it's not out yet. You didn't miss out.
I was like, should I
talk about how when I was back here, this was when I first had like the vision of the podcast years ago, and it was sitting at this table with actually Bree as well. So it's our last week in the house. I'm like, we got to get this in.
It's time.
So we're here. We made it, which is great. We do have two of the kids here today, so we will see if they make appearances.
Yeah, they both are standing by the door right now.
Yeah, I was thinking about our first memories and impressions of each other, though, and that would be fun to share. So this is stuff we don't, like, usually talk about, so it's kind of funny. And as anyone who's listened to the podcast before knows, I just kind of wing things. Like, I don't really plan. So we're winging it.
That's She's not had podcast no prep. Specific.
Yeah.
It's life.
Yeah, it's true. I'm just a wing it person, so don't ask me to plan things. Actually, I'm a good event planner, though.
Totally.
So it's kind of funny. I like
even a good last
things,
minute event
but
planner.
Not, yeah. Yeah.
Some people were born to wing.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
You.
Yeah.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
Yeah.
So no planning.
Yes, no planning. Okay, first impressions. I don't even remember the very first time I met you. But I do remember we had known each other for a few months at this point, seeing each other at like different young adults things that were going on, games nights and things like that. So, and we had chatted and I liked Bree, obviously, but I also knew that she was like kind of in, we could talk about your testimony, but
yeah.
Too, kind of in like double life, like walking that line of like still a bit in the world and still a bit in Christian, just trying to like figure out her place.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a New Year's party, like a few months after we had met, and it was at a mutual friend's house, one of her best friends, and I showed up, and Bree runs up to me and picks me up. It's like, Amanda, you're here, and it was just funny, because in that moment, like, it's not like we had been that close or anything
yeah.
yet, but I just knew, I had this feeling just in my heart and spirit that we would be really good friends one day, but, like, it was kind of like God saying, like, it's not today, like, because of kind of, like, she was just still doing her own thing in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I just had this feeling like we're going to be really good friends one day. So that was really cool. That was one of my first like special moments.
Yeah.
What about you?
Okay. Well, I remember that. I think, I don't know if I can remember any one specific thing, but I remember, I just feel like when I would show up to things, like games night and young adults things, mm-hmm. and I remember always feeling like really singled out by you, not in a bad way, like in a good way. But I was like, I don't know if you've ever had a friend like this where you just think like they're pretty neat and I don't really know why you want to be friends with me. Like, I don't think that I'm not neat. I just think you clearly have like a cool thing going on. And if you want to add me in, that's great. I just don't really understand why, because I have a lot going on right now that's not lining up. But, I think the first thing that I really kind of really remember was at my friendship, Jack and Jill with Pearl, mm-hmm. before we went away
yes.
for YWAM, was I was sitting and talking to another friend of mine about YWAM, who'd mm-hmm. been Judy, and James, who'd both been away on DTS before, because I was still trying to learn lots of stuff about it. And you just came and sat with us and we're chatting. And I remember just feeling like so many of your friends are here, don't you want to go to but I was like, she's spending so much time with me, I think she likes me. That's my first probably really solid memory of you was just feeling like, don't you have people to talk to? You want to sit here and talk to me?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, yeah, I went away. And then when I came back, I feel like then that was when I started coming over Monday nights. It was shortly after Brett and I got married.
Yeah, it was right after I had Ruth, our oldest baby Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which was so special for me too, to have a friend like who was willing to come to me and just like sit and chill, and we would just have dinner together and just do whatever every week. Nice. So that was really nice. Yeah. So that's when, yeah, our friendship really started to bloom.
Yeah. And I was just like, my husband would, he went to like a Bible study at this end of town. We lived in the other end of town. And then him and I would go to a class afterwards. And I just needed like, I just didn't really, I was just going to sit in like my car or in their house while they did the Bible study. So he didn't have to go back and get me because we only had the one car. And Amanda was just like, why don't you just come here every Monday night? And I was like, no take backs. Yeah. I am coming, just so we know. Yeah. So that was nice. Yeah. It was, again, just a little like thing that she probably said in passing or whatever. Yeah. Or maybe that was very intentional. But
yeah,
but it just felt very ordained. You know?
And it was for a few years. Like, it wasn't just like a small season that we were meeting.
No, once probably like it was two like or three years. I mean, even after that, we switched it from that day to a different day. And then now we just, haven't had like a, well, usually Wednesday mornings we're together now. It's just kid focused, kid oriented now.
Yes.
Well, kind of always has been, I guess.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I guess so, yeah.
We love those kids.
Well, Ruth went to bed in the beginning. So then, but as we added more kids. Once you add more, like, well, even adding Bear and the other ones too, right? Like, it adds up. Is there anything else that you want to share just about your testimony and your faith journey? Like, what was there a shift in YWAM? And also, like, prior to that, like, what was it that made you, like, realize this line you were walking was an issue?
Okay, well, I can't really, like, I mean, the line that I was walking was an issue, hands down. There's not, like, that's not in question. But I think for me, it just, what worked best for me was not really feeling that way. Like, I feel like during that time in my life, I was saying yes to everything. God, yes. Drinking, yes. Friends, yes. Boys, yes. I was just a yes person. And but when you say yes to God, that's bigger than all of the rest of it. And that's going to be your loudest yes, even if it's kind of not. So I feel like the more that I started spending time with just Christian community and with my friends who were kind of, well, they had already figured out that they were not interested in walking that line anymore. And they were so patient with me. Like, everybody was just, you know, I was going to Bible study on, I was going to the, I guess I was going to the bar Saturday night, waking up hungover and going to church Sunday morning, and then going to Bible study on Monday night with my friends, and then just repeat through the week. And, yeah, I ended up just being totally surrounded by Christians. I didn't even do that. Like, I agreed to go to the Bible study, but they just started infiltrating the rest of my life, which was not a bad thing. It just, I was like, again, where are all these people coming from? Like, I have friends. I'm from Peterborough. I've grown up here. This is my town. Who are you guys? Yeah, that's fine. But yeah, I don't know. Progressively over from the first time that I went to Monday Night Bible study to about a year after that, I felt like God was just gently plucking things out of my life that didn't, you know, suit me, suit him. And it was gentle. I needed it to be gentle. So that was what worked best for me, was looking back after a year and going, oh, none of these things actually matter to me anymore. And only God matters to me. And then that was when I, well, actually, at the end of that year, the only thing that really I was having trouble getting rid of was one boy. And I just was so stuck on him. And my friend Pearl was announced one day at work, because her and I worked together, that she was going to be going to New Zealand and doing this YWAM thing. And I thought, okay, can I come? Because I need to get out of this town, apparently. I need to escape this boy who just, isn't serving my heart, isn't, you know, and I just can't seem to do it by myself. So I want to leave too. She was like, okay, sure. I don't think she thought I was serious. I mean, I don't even know if I thought she was serious. We just, you know, someone said New Zealand, said, let's go. So, I left. And then when I came back, I realized that, I think when I was at YWAM, because you're fully again, just like separated from everything else. And you're just fully immersed in Christian community. And it does make life like a lot better and arguably a lot easier when everybody has a similar mindset to you. And everyone's kind of on the same path and there's literally no distraction.
You're in like a bubble.
Yeah, exactly.
In my way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not that they didn't do a good job at preparing me for the outside world, but it just, I wasn't prepared. I think I just thought, you know, it was going to be a lot different than it was. And I thought I had good Christian community here, which I did. But it matters what you're doing every day in your life. It matters what you're waking up and putting on. It matters what you're, you know, listening to. It matters what you're watching. And when you go back into that life, and you have all of these distractions again, like it's really hard to, well, it was really hard for me to choose to keep doing life that way. So I don't know. I made a couple mistakes when we got home. I mean, I still make mistakes every day, but at the end of the day, I still felt like I had a firmer foundation to fall back on. And instead of me feeling like, okay, I'm starting here and here's where I want to get to, it was, instead of it being a race, it just started being like a walk with God. And you actually, when you fail, you don't have to start over again. You just, you know, you just go to him and he's so gracious and loving.
Wiped,
yeah, exactly. And that's, and I think it was quite confusing for me how easy that was, you know, because that was not how I was raised. I wasn't raised that if I went to my, you know, parents that everything was just wiped clean and everything was fine and dandy. But yeah, that is how God works. So that's why he's better than your parents.
The
sorry,
best
mom.
Parent.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, yeah. My parents are lovely.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I needed my Heavenly Father more than anything else. So
it's beautiful. And yeah, he is so gentle. I find that in my own life too. And just other people's stories too. Like God, he just works on one thing at a time. And that's why it's so important when you see someone else, especially in their Christian walk, if they do have a lot of struggles or like sins that you notice, you don't know what else is going on, right? Like God could be working on this thing over here and you're seeing this thing over here. And God just hasn't got to that yet because he cares about your whole being and you being healthy and stable as a whole. So he starts often like with these smaller things, and from the inside out, he heals things in our heart. So you won't always see it on the outside first if he's dealing with like maybe unforgiveness or trauma or whatever other healing the person has to go through before they can then leave that those coping mechanisms behind. So yeah, just to encourage, when you see obvious sins in someone's life, it's just an invitation to pray for them and be a friend and be there for them and just trust that God is working. Obviously there's times where God maybe would like put it on your heart, or if you have a good relationship with them and are coming from a place of love, that's when you can like speak into someone's life. But if you don't really know them and you're just seeing these things, then just pray for them. And then if ask God if you should be their friend.
Yeah.
And if you should try and be closer with them. And if you don't feel to or it's not going to be a good fit, then just leave it. Release them and just bless them and pray for them.
Yeah. When you are done talking, then can I play a game?
When you're all done talking.
Yeah.
So never.
Yeah. Never.
I'm a yapper.
Just go
this
play.
Is the Yap Olympics.
Yes. I think it's cool, like when it is like a like true friendship, like we know, like it's like a sister bond, right? It's like that verse in the Bible. I had it written on my phone, but I'm using my phone to
it is written
to film
somewhere.
It's in Proverbs, I think Proverbs 17 verse 10 maybe, but it's the one about a brother. Oh, I was close. Proverbs 17:17. I said 17:10. So close. Okay, so a friend loves at all times, but a brother is born for a time of adversity. So, yeah.
Brother.
My bro. But yeah, sisters in Christ. It's so beautiful because it really is family. And yes, there's times like in your actual like blood family, I guess, where sometimes people need boundaries and things like that. But overall, like you're going to love them forever and your family forever. And the goal is to be in unity and be in peace, even if you disagree on certain things, but still like be connected because you're family. And I feel like that's what like a godly like brotherhood or sisterhood is meant to look like. It's meant to be someone who's always there. Maybe there are seasons where like if someone's obviously like walking away or doing something, you've talked about it and tried to mend, then maybe there's seasons for a distance for a time. But overall, like usually I feel like, yeah, it's, you're just meant to have that love, like that compassion, that love, that like sister bond.
Yeah, I don't know. I like, even if Amanda had said something crazy that I was like, oh, like I know her character and her heart. And especially I know that she has a relationship with God, and that anything that she said that I didn't understand or maybe agree with, I can just ask for clarity on it. And I mean, that's the end of it. I don't have to assume that she is being crazy because I know she's not. So I can assume already that there's been some kind of a misunderstanding.
With friendships, like relationships with a spouse or friendships or boyfriends or family, like when you have something like that, like that's not leaving, like on your heart or mind, that's kind of bugging you, bring it up. Like it really is so worth it, even if nothing changes. I had a situation like that a few months ago with a family member, and it was this thing for years that had just been building up, and I kept trying to release it and forgive and just get rid of it. And I couldn't on my own. So when it doesn't go away between you and God, sometimes that's when God's like, hey, you actually have to talk to the person. And I found in this situation when I talked to them, like nothing changed and nothing needed to necessarily. We were just seeing things differently.
And actually, but you were confirmed in your things that you were saying.
Yeah, but that was good too. Yeah, I was confirmed in the things I was thinking. So I knew that I wasn't crazy by having the conversation, and it also freed me. Like it really did, just talking about it, like nothing needed to change, but it just freed me in a new way. And like I've never thought about it since, and that was months ago, and it was something that was like on my mind a lot. So yeah, it's just so good if something's bugging you to just bring it up, just talk to the person, especially if they're a safe person that you can trust.
Ideally, they are a safe person, obviously. We know that that's not always the case. I mean, in my opinion, you just shouldn't have those friends or family members. You should just pray for them and wish them well. Hold them out here.
Yes, Chat GPT. On a lighter note, we asked some questions. Bree loves Chat GPT. I think I've only tried to use it once so far. Yeah. What's your favorite ridiculous memory of us that still makes you laugh? Oh boy, I feel like this is always more embarrassing for me. I have the worst memory. And you have a better memory than I do.
No, I did, definitely.
But I also say more dumb things probably, and I feel like,
I used to write down some things that you would say.
Did Let's you? See. Oh, no.
I don't know. I used to. I love, I always loved that time that we were going to Emmeline's house, and you took us to the other, like 30 minutes to the other end of the direction.
Yes. It was one of those roads
I had also
like
been there before.
Pieces. And you can't connect them. And I went to the wrong piece of the road. I'll share mine while she's looking it up. It just came to me. I remembered something. We were at a retreat thingy earlier this year, which I forgot about too. So cute. We went to this girls retreat thing, like just a fun weekend. But we went skiing, cross country skiing. And this poor thing, I was like, there was this bump thing. And I was like, oh, you just got to like go quick, go quick through it. Like down and up, and she tried, and then
again, there's no one on this earth I trust more than Amanda.
Did you try and go quick? I forget if you tried to go quick or if you went slow.
Maybe I did go too slow.
Yeah, I think so. She didn't listen because it sounded scary to go quick through the dip. So she tried to go slow.
Yeah,
but then her skis split, and she just completely ate it. Like feet in the air.
We have a video, or half a video.
I got it right. But yeah, that was a funny.
And I liked when we did the guess where trips thing too, and it took us up that service road in my car, and then we had to try and turn around. Do you remember that?
I remember the trip.
You don't remember trying to get to the hike part of the trip?
Oh yes.
And all of a sudden we're on this road,
giant miles,
not even big enough for like my car. And now I'm like, well, I can back down this hill. Or that was a fun trip.
There were huge potholes too. We're like, how in the world do people go up this road?
And it was not for us. But we figured it out. I don't know. I'm like, we're great in cars. We parked at the beach. I got an $80 parking ticket for not knowing how to use the parking system in Coburg. Collingwood. It was a big adventure.
That's awesome. I know. I was gonna say
it's coming.
We can shift forward a bit.
I don't know. I feel like I just should have been writing stuff down from the moment I met you.
There's definitely been probably funny things that, I mean, you say funny things all the time, and I should have written them down too.
I know. I have a note in my phone called Amandisms, but I don't have anything in it. Oh, must have just been a moment in time. I was like, I'm going to start writing down all this weird stuff she says.
Yeah.
Nope. That's blew hilarious. My mind. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Well, Bree is very funny, though. She makes everybody laugh. So, and she's not afraid. She just, like, says things as they are. And that's part of why she's so funny.
Yeah.
So.
I was an we ugly kid, unfortunately. So I had no choice but to... But to be funny.
Yeah.
It's either be funny or be run over, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't have that problem anymore.
Yeah. No. Now she's pretty and funny.
I'm also really humble.
Yeah. It was, if you were a celebrity duo, who would you be and why? I was going to say Mary-Kate and Ashley because they're,
oh, yeah,
they're joined at the hip.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. A little yeah, more.
A lot of our friends know if they invite one of us, often both of us are coming.
We're both coming. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, was this a single invitation? Yeah. I thought I always had a plus one, standing plus one.
Okay. What's the weirdest inside joke we've ever had? Although if it's an inside joke, then we probably don't want to share it.
I know, yeah. I'm just thinking, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, what can we share? I feel like, I don't know, an ongoing, like, things about our husbands.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I was like, just we can't share that.
And one of our husbands says something that we've talked about before. We just, like, look at each other.
Inside
joke.
It's the,
we love our husbands. Yes, they are great, and I'm sure that they make fun of us all the time, too.
I hope they do.
Yeah.
That's how I have chosen to get through life. Just laughing away. Yeah. It's all a cosmic joke. So, no, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, no, that's probably would have been my thing, too.
Yeah. Okay. If we had to audition for a reality show together, which one would we crush?
Dancing
Survivor.
Survivor. Yeah. No, I would not crush
Survivor.
Dancing with,
Survivor,
I thought it was just saying.
We're individuals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dancing with the Stars would be really fun. Amazing Race.
Oh,
they actually had a Canadian Amazing Race too.
Yeah. Oh, so my gosh.
We could have gone as friends.
Yeah, we should have done that.
Although,
for sure.
I don't know how good either of us are at directions.
Yeah.
And
based on the teams, there's
one person that's more like the go getter and the other person that's more type A. And I think we're both the go getter.
Yeah, neither of us are type A.
We might be the first group out.
Yeah.
And I guess the question was, what would you crush? We would crush our dreams.
Yeah, our dreams would be crushed. I don't know. That would make my dream. What? Traveling
that's
the world
true.
Is my best. I don't care. I lose. Yeah. Oh, well. Oh, no.
That's so
God
true.
God forbid I get to go on the Amazing Race and I don't win. Okay.
That's so true. That
Beast
would be
Games.
Really fun.
Did you guys have Beast Games?
Beast Games would be so fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's all up for chance.
Yeah,
to be part
and
of
that
it,
we but... would have to work out a lot beforehand.
Oh yeah, so. To hold the well that's how I feel about Survivor. I'm always like, when I'm strong, I'm going on Survivor for sure.
Give me 10 years.
Just give me a while. I said that 10 years ago too, but we're still not there. That's okay.
That's hilarious. Okay, the next ones are love bug friendship questions.
I asked for those specifically.
Okay, what's something you admire most about me as a friend? Ooh, this is a good one. I know mine about you.
It's something I admire most about just how loving you are. Yeah. I don't need time for that. Yeah, you love better than anyone I've ever known.
Mm.
You love people who don't deserve it. Mm. And that's what we're called to do. I just have never met anybody who has an easier time at it than you do. Mm. Maybe it's not easy. Maybe it comes with whatever it comes with, but just the way you love people. I always really admire that. And when I'm being unloving towards people, which never happens, I do often think of you and I think, what would Amanda do? How would Amanda love this person better? Because, I don't know. To know Amanda is to love her. So obviously she's doing something right. And it's just, I think just love that you put out is, it's just different. It's genuine.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll get to the what would Jesus do over what would Amanda do.
Yes.
But I'm flattered.
Eventually I'll buy one of the bracelets. Maybe I'll get a tattoo. I'll talk WWAD, but no, cross it out. WWJD.
Yeah. Mm. My favorite thing about you is how fiercely you love people, especially women, and how loyal you are to people. Like, this girl, like she defends any woman like when they deserve
probably
it obviously
to a fault.
To a fault sometimes, but overall she just you just have such a fierce it turns out we lost like a bunch of our video. I don't know if this
which is the chaos
bunch.
Part of
I don't
the friendship
think so, but Maybe it just cut out at 20 minutes. That's what it seems like. So should have maybe paused and restarted or something. I don't really know. But
we'll see what
so
we got on there.
Whatever we got, we got. Yeah,
that
you
seems like from
a big
the
chunk.
Lord. Yeah.
That's fine.
We had a good chat.
It was fun for
yeah,
us.
Definitely. Yeah.
Cool. Yes, but yes. Thank you for 10 years of friendship. I love you.
Me too.
See you in 10 years. Just kidding. Yeah. No.
Gonna give me a cardiac event. Jeepers.
Yes. But yes, may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you and give you peace.
Amen.
Oh, boy.